I'm going to read a little portion of 1 Chronicles, and I'll be in the 12th chapter. And so if you find the 12th chapter of the first book of Chronicles, I will give you a moment to get there. The 12th chapter of the first book of Chronicles, I'll be reading from verse 20 to 22, just these three verses. And then as we begin, we'll try to expound on them and bring you the right sense of this. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, 1 Chronicles chapter 12, beginning in verse 20, and I see you've risen for the reading of the Word. So we'll look here, and it's the Scriptures here. Speaking of David, as the Scriptures say, as he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh, Adnah and Jozabad, and Jediel and Michael, and Jozabad and Elihu and Zilthai, captains of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host, like the host of God. And this morning, Lord Jesus, I do ask you to help me, to strengthen me to this task. I ask you to help me in my body, Lord, that my voice should carry forth through this sermon. I ask you, Lord, to help me in my spirit, Lord, that I should not flag or fail. And I pray you, Lord, for every person here, that you would speak to us all, Lord Jesus, with your spirit. Help us, Lord, to hear you in our hearts, Lord, to be ashamed of the things that are filthy, that we would cast them aside. Lord, to look into the corners of our heart and see, Lord, where it needs the most attention. Help us, Lord, to be cleansed. Help us, Lord, to be purified. Help us, Lord, to be strengthened, Lord, and that we might be, Lord, encouraged in you this morning. Help us that we go forth, Lord Jesus, as this mighty host, that we would go into a dark and a difficult world, Lord, unashamed, Lord Jesus, of what you've done, willing to tell others, Lord, and invite others, Lord, to the foot of your cross, Lord, that we might still see salvation in this day. These things we pray, Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I don't know how good a job I'll do at delivering this to you, but I feel like preaching this morning anyhow. I have somewhat to preach to you, if I can, if I'm able to. This phrase of mighty men of valor has gotten a hold of me this last week. And I look here, and David so often runs parallel to the course of Christ. We say he's a type of Christ very often. And I won't get too deep into it today. But you see, he's going to Ziklag, and some of you remember Ziklag, which was burned, and they had taken the whole nation, if you will, the whole city captive. And you see here the king going to go and to fight in a war and to take captivity captive. And it is a parallel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he gave gifts. Amen. But I won't go into that this morning, but it's there and it's good. But what I'm dealing with is those that came to him. Those that came to the king, and it says they were all mighty men of valor. And I believe that our king, still yet to this day, is seeking to find some mighty men of valor. Still seeking to find those who won't just join up to go run away and sit at home and draw a paycheck, as it were, a spiritual paycheck. But I believe that still yet, the king is seeking after men and women who are willing to get in the middle of this war, sharpen their swords, draw them from their sheath when necessary, feed the horse, make sure to take care of it, and go as far as is needed to get in the middle of the battle and go and help those that need help and go and recover that needs recovered. The Lord's still seeking a people that have valor about them this morning. And this thing of valor, you may not understand the word. It's not one we use every day. You might have read it somewhere. If you've read your Bible, you've read it in your Bible. At least if you have a real one anyhow. Valor, I looked it up in the dictionary, so I would give you a good definition and not my own thoughts. And it says it's that quality that enables a man to encounter danger with firmness, personal bravery, and courage. Now, I like that. There's going to be danger out there anyhow, whether you like it or not. And I'm talking about spiritual danger. It's a wicked world.
Amen.
Amen. And the children of this world are not interested in the things of God. If they were, they would seek after Him. But my Bible says there's none that seeketh after Him. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. And so they're not interested in the things of God. And that means there's dangers to you. There's dangers to your family. There's dangers all about you. And you might as well deal with them with a little firmness. Have a little bravery, a little courage about you, so that you can go out as a man or a woman full of valor, be one that's usable to the King, and not one that's shirking their duty. Amen. I believe the Lord still wants to see some men and women who have valor, who have that courage. Amen. Well, I feel good this morning. I hope you do. I won't be too long, I don't think. I'm not trying to. I want to encourage you this morning, though, men and women, and I'll deal with you separately, but I'll deal with you both. Men, I believe that this world needs to see some men out there. This world's got plenty of little sissy men, and I'm not just trying to stand up here and rail. I'm just saying the spirit of this world is against men being men. It is. I think I bought my last Gillette razor. I haven't seen what commercial they made. There was a big stink about it, about how they were fighting against something called toxic masculinity, whatever that is. I don't know. All I know is a man's supposed to be a man. And if you think that's toxic, you're the one messed up, not me. Hey, I'm telling you, men ought to be men. And men, I tell you, stand and be a man. First off, if you're married, be a husband. Be a husband. I worked in a job one place where a manager would call in. Now, he didn't call in my group of people. He called in another group and trying to assign them work over. And there was a couple of them would tell them, well, I've got to go. My wife needs me for this or that. And he'd tell them, you need to choose between your job and your wife. I'm going to tell you something, man. You ever get caught in that place, choose your wife.
Amen.
Choose your wife. Amen. You can get another job easy. But stand and be a man. And when somebody says, well, if my wife did this or if my wife did that, I'd leave her. Tell them, shut your mouth and you deal with your own marriage. Amen. That's my marriage. It's my wife. And you shut up and leave her alone.
Amen.
Stand up and be a man.
Right.
Be a husband.
Right.
Protect your wife. Love her.
Right.
Go and make sure you know what her favorite candy is. Get it for her.
Amen.
I mean, I'm talking about take care of your wife. Spoil her to death if you can. Do whatever needs to be done, but make sure you're the man of the house.
Amen.
I'm not talking about going and being henpecked. I'm talking about doing your duty and doing it well. I'm talking about leading the house and leading it with love. I'm saying, man, be a good husband. Be a good husband. Be the kind of husband that your wife knows where you're at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Be the kind of husband that your kids can respect and that people in the community know has a good marriage at home. I'm telling you, if you're going to be a husband, that means that you're to leave your family and cleave to your wife. That means your mama don't tell you what to do.
Amen.
Your daddy don't tell you what to do about your marriage. That means that your kinfolks can't get in your ear about your marriage, but it's your marriage, and that's first.
Amen.
First. Your wife comes before anything. That means your wife comes before your kids.
Right.
That's right. Your wife comes before your mother and father.
Right.
Your wife comes before anybody.
Right.
Be a husband, men.
Amen.
You want to be a mighty man of valor? You don't have to physically wield a sword. You don't have to be able to physically go into a fight. You don't need to stand and rail and badmouth. Matter of fact, it's the opposite of what you need to do. What you need to do is be a man. You need to be able to stand, take care of your wife. Be a good father if you're a father. Be a good grandfather if you're a grandfather. If you're a father, love your children. And love them enough to first off, tell them what's wrong and what's right. I'd go in that order. I know we say right and wrong, but look, there's an awful lot of wrong to deal with. And this Bible deals with a lot more of what's wrong than it does what's right. You know that?
Amen.
As far as how many verses it spends on what subject.
Right.
But you teach them what's right, you teach them what's wrong, and you stand on it.
Amen.
And if you won't be a good example, you ain't doing no teaching. And that means, men, you enforce, you tell them what's right and wrong, and you enforce it. And if your wife is enforcing it, you stand behind her. If they get in trouble down at school, you stand behind the teachers. And if the teachers are wrong, you don't tell your kids that.
Right.
Now, you might go confront that teacher one-on-one. That's fine. But you don't let on to your kids. And you don't complain to your kids about how the principal's wrong. Because if you do that, you're undermining authority and you're teaching them being a rebel.
Right.
And you're teaching them how to make a mess out of their life complaining about how everybody's wrong.
Right.
You back up authority in their lives.
Amen.
Be a man.
Right.
Be a man. Go to the king and be a man of valor. Be somebody he can count on. Be somebody that the Lord can count on. Go to work. Hey, go to work and turn in a good, honest day's work for an honest day's wages. Hey, even if they give you a dishonest day's wages, turn in an honest day's work. Be a man. Go and do. Be the kind of person that everybody wants to hire. Be the kind of person that everybody wants on their side because that you can be counted on. Be a man whose word is good. Be a man whose word is good in the community. If you say, I'll fix that, then you're obligated to. You can't say, well, I couldn't. You've already obligated yourself. Fix it. What you say you'll do, do it. Be honest in the sight of men. Be a man. I believe there's still place in this world for a man of valor.
Amen.
Amen. A man who will be a man. Ladies, you know, you don't have to be a male to have valor. I believe there's some women who showed guts and courage that I've seen in my life that have been a help to me. And I'd encourage you to do the same. Have that spine like a saw log where you can stand up against the spirit of this world and say, I serve God.
Right.
If you don't like it, that's okay. But I'm going to serve God.
Amen.
I tell you, first off, if you are a wife, be a wife.
Right.
Amen. And that means your husband comes first. He comes in front of your kids. That's right. He comes in front of your job. And I tell you, your family is more important than your career. And I don't care what the world says. You're much more of a success in the eyes of God if you stay at home and guide the home like He commanded you to,
amen,
than if you're a CEO of a company.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Guide the home. That means that you take care of all the details. That means that that your husband shouldn't have to figure out what goes where. He shouldn't have to figure out which ones of the kids need whipped and which ones needs praised. You should have that in hand.
Amen.
Handle it.
Amen.
Guide the home. Take care of it. Be a good wife. When the women come around, the other women come around, don't badmouth your husband. When they start doing, and I'm talking about church women. I wish it was just the women of the world, but it ain't.
That's right.
When the women in your family come around, when the women in the church come around, bad-mouthing their husbands, say, look, that's y'all's problem. I ain't got that problem, and I ain't going to have that problem.
Amen.
Stand and be a wife.
Right.
When everybody else is calling all over Facebook, trying to stir up a bunch of drama, stay off that mess.
Well, it's your problem.
Stay off that mess.
Yeah.
Get away from that.
That's right.
Mind your own home.
Tell the truth.
And do it well.
Yeah.
They used to say the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. I still think it's true. You got more power in your hands raising your children than you do anything else.
Right.
Anything else.
Right.
Take care of what God gave you and you'll be a woman of valor,
amen,
of courage. Because this world will be against you. It'll tell you, it'll mock you. It'll make fun of you.
Right.
It'll tell you, you're just lazy. You're too lazy to go to work. They don't know what work is.
Amen. If
the women of the world knew what work was, they'd stay at home and work.
Amen.
There's a lot of work involved.
Amen.
But it's rewarding work.
Preacher.
You know why? Because God gave it.
Amen.
And what man gives you, he can reward. What God gives you, God rewards.
Amen.
And if you want the rewards of God, do the work of God.
Amen.
Guide the home. Submit to your own husband.
Yes.
Boy, that's tough, ain't it? No, it ain't. No, it ain't. You say, you don't know, you ain't a woman. No, but I got the same God you got.
Amen.
And I tell you, there ain't nothing God ever told me to do. It was hard once I made up my mind I was going to do it.
Right.
Once you make up your mind you'll do it God's way, you won't find it hard.
Amen.
Once you decide that what matters is, what if my husband says, I need to be home Saturday, and my job says I need to be at work, I'll call my job and say, I'm going to be at home.
Amen.
If they say, well, if you do, you're fired. I'll say, that's my husband's problem. He's the one who told me to stay home.
Amen.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
It ain't that difficult.
No.
You know why you do that? First off, because God said so.
Right.
Secondly, He said so for a reason.
Right.
The husband and wife are a picture of Christ in the church. This world don't even know what Christ in the church looked like. They ain't got enough pictures.
That's
true. They need a picture book.
That's true.
Show them. Come Show on. Them. With a good marriage. Raise your children. I don't mean feed them. There's more to raising than feeding. I mean take care of them.
Amen.
Get together with your husband. Make sure that the rules are set. And you're going to have to be the enforcer a lot of times, ma'am. And it's all right. God will help you.
Amen.
God will help you. And you'll have to do things that will break your heart. And I don't have a lot of advice for you other than God be with you.
Amen.
But He'll help you. And be a woman. A woman. And again, this world will fight you. This world likes manly women. But I tell you, be feminine. Be feminine. Grow your hair out like a woman. Go out there dressed like a woman. I know it got quiet in here now.
Come on, brother.
But dress and act and talk like a woman.
Amen.
And be a woman in this world. This world's got enough men. They're all women.
That's right.
It's got enough women. They're all men.
Come on.
World's upside down.
Hey.
Men, be men. Women, be women.
That's the truth.
How about that? Well, amen anyhow.
Amen.
Children. Children. I have some up for you this morning. I won't be as loud. Your heads ain't as thick yet. Children, mind your mother and father.
Amen.
Mind your grandmother. Mind your grandfather. Okay. Do what they say. You might not understand what they say or why they say to do it, but do it. Okay. Don't talk back. Okay.
Amen.
Okay, they know what they're doing. At least they do more than you do. They know what they're teaching you. Do what they tell you. And if you've got questions about what gets preached in church, ask them. Ask them. And if you've got questions about who Jesus is, you ask them. Okay? Y'all look at me. I mean that. One day, somewhere, as you start growing up, one day God's going to come talk to you. He's going to deal with you. One day God's going to call you to Him. And when He does, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. When God calls you, you go and you answer Him. Okay? And you learn how to don't worry about anything else. You trust your mother and father. And you trust God. And you believe in Jesus. That's all you need to know. It's everything. That's everything.
Amen.
Because these little children are going to grow up to be something, good or bad.
Amen.
I'd like to see them be men and women of valor. I'd like to see him have the guts and the gumption to stand up to a world that's crossways with God
right.
And say, I don't care what you say. I believe in God and I'm following Him.
Amen.
I'm going to do what He says. Now look, if you ain't going to do what He says, you don't believe in Him. You can lie all you want to.
Come on.
If you believe in Him, that's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
He did.
If we believe in Him, we believe He knows what He's doing.
Amen.
Right.
I tell you, there's still a place under the King for men and women of valor.
Yes.
I want you to be one. I want it for everybody in here. I want this to be a people that have the guts and the gumption to serve God. And I tell you, if you'll do it, you'll be filled with more joy than you can hold.
Amen.
It'll bubble up out of you and run all over the place if you'll just believe in Him and have that valor to do so. I'm going to close it out there before I started rambling too hard. Brother Ken, would you stand up and you can pray or you can sing. I don't care which. And we'll close it out from there.